folks. It's Sunday, March 9th. I hope I didn't leave you feeling like you're abandoned. But it's time to just get back to business in terms of these patents that I have and the fact that you people are being trampled on. I mean, if they're trampling on me and you come up with an idea and you have a patent, it's worth, you know, going into the trillions if you add up all the years, but, you know, per year produces billions. Of course there's going to be chaos out in the streets. Of course there's going to be wars. It's all a distraction to keep the system down, keep the legal system down, to keep me out of the system. These patents expire in 2027, and we still have a job as, you know, citizens of the world to get this thing in court for the individual inventor that needs his, you know, needs not to be walked on over by these guys that stole the money. So let me make this clear. I took these guys to court first time. It was a miracle I even got the patent. It was the two patents now. And it was a miracle I even got in court with the first attorney that actually went in there on contingency. We got in there and we said we presented this in front of the court, the federal court, me and my attorneys. And we presented this case. It's all recorded. It's all documented. I'm not lying to you, and I'm not making this shit up, and I'm not crazy, but trust me. So anyway, I did went through all the proper channels and waited all these years, you know, over, you know, and I'm still fighting fucking shit. But the thing is, I don't want to cuss and scare everybody away, but listen, what's going on here is the same thing that you see going on right now in the White House. These judges are protecting the rich people, the people that the thieves, I shouldn't say the rich, because they stole my shit, and now they're using my money, trying to prevent me from going through the system to get justice, to get my money back that they stole, and all my, you know, all the good bells and whistles that goes with it, just the truth. They just stole the fact that I have a patented invention. I'm the guy that did it, and they want to hide me. And, you know, unfortunately, they have so much money and connections that they can pull shit off like this, like what Elon's doing with his chains up there in the government. I just want to express to your people that let's just hang in there. Let's just, you know, get to the year 2027. It's not over till it's over. And I'm going to keep being persistent. And if you guys had any sense, you'd help me enforce my patents with these big monopoly, these big companies. And, you know, I'm sure if we get them first, yeah, we'll get level-headed judges in there, and, you know, they're not going to really hurt your pocketbook that bad. I mean, the worst thing probably I see coming is you're going to have to buy a license, which is only $99. But other than that, you know, there's a lot of things set in place to protect the individual consumer that was deceived by these big companies. Point is I'm making is they'll stop at nothing. They'll destroy the whole planet, and they'll be just them living in their caves to prevent me from going into court, which is, you know, this is mud in your face. This is really bad for the individual civilian that wants to send his kids to school, wants them to get an education, and do the proper thing, you know, not be felons or anything, but get a proper education, and then they expect our system to back them up. The same system that supposedly educated them with the right information on what to do and so forth. So, in other words, we put all these laws in place, and what it looks like is it's very sick that this guy, Elon, is blunt. I mean, he's been fucking with me for years. I even still get text messages from, even I shut down all the channels, his Twitter and Facebook and all this shit. I still get things on YouTube that has his name attached to it that Elon Musk wants me to see this. And, you know, and all this shit, it's pretty obvious the guy's targeting me. He's been targeting me for years. And he's even going, he's just showing his flexing his muscles and getting up there into the White House and doing his thing with Trump. You know, just flexing his muscles. And one guy can control the whole government. He's not even elected, and he's in there controlling the government. The same government's supposed to enforce laws and put handcuffs on him and throw him in the jail for being such a ruthless, aggressive individual, or whatever the fuck he is. He's a thief. Sargent's, you know, I really think he has a talent for manipulating channels of inventors and other working people and using his African accent and, you know, all his bullshit. You know, maybe he has engineering. I'm sure he has an engineering degree and, you know, maybe he has, you know, maybe he's really good at math and, you know, and you say, well, white people are good at math. We're good at everything. And we're going to invest money in the system to make sure you minorities don't learn anything. And we're going to set up protocols in all parts of the United States and the world to make sure only white people, you know, grasp whatever information, like, you know, is necessary and methods is necessary and to make us white people look good and force you people to be obedient and subservient to us. And this is what it is, truthfully. I mean, come on, you know, I played with little white kids when I was 5 years old in my neighborhood and we all did the same shit, you know, and I got good grades in kindergarten. Everybody else got the same grades I did, or I got sometimes better. I was just looking at my report card. My kid would get a report card. But once you get to the 8 years old and all that shit, oh, their parents tell me you're not supposed to hang around that kid. He's a Mexican. So we're supposed to play this game and act like we know everything and they know nothing and they don't have the ability to learn anything. So we're going to force them to be stupid. So that's just creates all kinds of patterns and emotions for the people that are being oppressed by these white people that are insensitive to life, you know, and they're barbaric and, you know, they're like animals in the jungle and they're just hunting other animals and this and that. And, you know, and then, you know, the people that like us, you know, that we're intelligent. I shouldn't, you know, just like every one of you, you know, we love life. I mean, we don't like killing innocent other humans. I mean, you know, we do kill animals for a reason, is to eat them, but, you know, like these guys shoot bullets out at trains in the 1800s, killing the Indians, buffalo, just to be mean, and they starve the Indians so that they can survive. Come on, you know. So Jesus promises us heaven, you know, where we don't have to deal with this, where you don't shit and piss, you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about hunting for your food. Everything is given to you. You think food just, you know, from people that have been to heaven and came back and told us about it. And you do your research on the internet and you find out. So this is all very, we're probably more spiritual than anything else. I hate to say it. I mean, if you guys are going to follow this MAGA movement, I mean, it's just really, really bad. It's really, really bad in terms of progressing forward with all our new technology, our nanotechnology, and all this stuff where it's coming from. This shouldn't be used to oppress another, should I say, nation. It should be used to, or just individuals and their skin color. But, you know, it's just like they just want to pick fights, they want to destroy, they want to kill. Instead of using the technology for purposes of making everybody being able to create their own food, their own water, and probably even their own floating land. I mean, we have this technology. We have all these technologies. Like, I'm the guy that's invented live stream video. I'm a different playing field than you guys are. I can think of this stuff, but when I'm held back for all these years, I'm like going to be 60 years old this year, and I'm held back because of what's going on. What's that? What I, you know, because of all the, you know, the billions and billions of dollars of our tax dollars in the United States that are just generated towards finding new methods to provide our FBI and our spies to just keep the minorities of America down and keep the minorities of Americans working for them and putting money into the system to make sure that they stay stupid and obedient and subservient. And, you know, they drug us, they do all kinds of shit. We don't even know it. Sometimes, you know, they have methods of drugging us and letting us live in la-la land. Who fucking knows? These guys are ruthless. And, you know, all this bullshit's coming from the white MAGA group. You know, I just don't see any possibility of us living in peace at all. As all I know is, you guys, you MAGA motherfuckers, need to get shit together, and I'm going to go to court and get this thing straightened out. And we need to follow the law, and this is a very simple law. I got a patent. I have the rights to the patent. I want my patent enforced. I want my money. I don't work for free. I'm not your black boy, and you get that through your freaking head, you white motherfuckers.